You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As always, we start off with how the markets have been performing throughout the day. It's certainly an interesting day to close out the month. And who better to look through these numbers with than Sasfin Wealth's David Shapiro. And he joins me now to take a look at some of these market movements. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you again. The resources finally started moving.
Yeah, surprisingly and very happily. In fact, today is just one of those extraordinary days. Jimmy, I have to tell you, I woke up in the middle of the night and I looked at Microsoft's results and I saw that they were down 6%, you know, after trade. And I just got into this deep depressed mood because they'd missed their cloud revenues by 1% or even less than that. And then I wake up this morning and everything's turned around and I'm looking at the market now and say, why did I lose sleep? What for?
And the markets do that. They certainly you up at night. And I had the same thing with CrowdStrike. I was looking at the stock and I was like, oh, no. But I suppose they don't really care whether we sleep or not.
No. But today, I mean, it's been astronomical. You know, our market's up almost 2% and driven by the resource market. So obviously, this is ahead of the Fed meeting. There's strong views that rates will come down in September. It's all pointing to that. In fact, there are quite a few voices calling for an immediate reduction in interest rates in the US, but probably they'll hold back, and September we might get one later. So it's almost become a certainty, and that seems to be the trigger. But there were other triggers as well that pushed up the tech market. I'm looking at Nvidia, which is my favorite stock. It's turned around 12%. The bears being squeezed, and I love that. I love it when the bears get squeezed. You know?
Uncle David, when we look at the U.S., we've got that Fed decision tonight. We have the Fed rate decision coming out tonight, and as we said, we don't expect much movement. Yeah. But if we get a surprise, is the market prepared for that?
No. They're surprised if they do cut. I don't think they're going to surprise us. I think they'll just lay out what they are going to do. And I think it's necessary because the market, you know, things are deteriorating, particularly in the employment, sector. So that's a very worrying area. And all I'm doing is echoing people like Paul Krugman or alternatively, you know, some other Fed governors who have warned about this. So if the employment market starts to weaken and people feel insecure, then they hold back on spending, and that has the whole multiplier effect goes right through the system. You know, people get nervous, and it does affect consumption. So they don't want to go to that level. You know, Fed's also got to recognize that, you know, one of their mandates is growth. So, you know, today we're expecting them to be fairly dovish and to lay out some kind of path over the next 6 months. Mm. And that's good. You know, it's going to follow through here, Jimmy, as well. Mm. You know, interest rates, I think we've discussed it before, they're far too high for this economy. You know, if you're borrowing money at over 11%, you can't survive. And I think we also have to recognize that you know, something has to be done, that you can't let the economy sink.
Mm, absolutely. And with the ADP numbers having come out today from the US's perspective, they didn't look very positive. And usually we know that non-farms will follow on Friday or not. They'll probably be in line with ADP, and we might miss estimates there as well. Uncle David, I want to come back to SA markets quickly, and I want to look at those resource counters. We kind of knew that this was going to happen. And we spoke about this to say we never know when, and you don't want to be caught missing out on the run or the rally. But you'd think that with Middle East tensions escalating the way they have over the last couple of days and hours, that there would be a bit of a risk-off sentiment. Markets just seem to be too exhausted with the risk-on, risk-off. They're just doing their own thing.
They are. And we started to look to a turnaround. I think today is a very important day. Why? Because the turnaround has been it's been strong. You know, what I mean by that is that you haven't seen like the S&P or even our market. Let's look at our market. It's up 2%. That's a big move. And if you look at the resource market, that's up 4.6%. Now, you've got to remember that the resources includes big companies like BHP, Anglo's, Glencore, not the local miners, which is mainly a local a local market. So this is international markets. So I think there is a view that things are going to get better if interest rates do come down. The missing link is China. That's the worry, and we're just all waiting or anticipating something to come out of China just to get their economy going. Because I think if it's one thing that's holding us all back, it has been China.
Uncle David, when we look at the, I'm looking at how the Rand is set to close out the month, slightly weaker. It gained back about 4.2% last month. So that was a really good month coming down from that 19 Rand level. And we kind of said that to break 18 Rand is going to take something special. But on the other side, when we look at equities, the all share and the top 40 seemingly climbing to newer heights than what we thought. Is that momentum something that we're going to be able to sustain?
Yes.
There we go.
if the Fed plays game tonight, if it's on our side and they give us this path forward and suggest that the rates will come down in September, then yes, I think markets are going to pick up. To be honest, Jimmy, I didn't expect it today. I was in a depressed mood, just saying, "Oh, man, I want to go away. I want to hide in our cave. I've had enough of this up and down." And yet, the strength of the move that we're seeing now, and if we go back to the U.S. markets, I think this is the biggest gain we've seen for maybe 4, 5, 6 months in the Nasdaq. Remember February early those days? We had that massive run in Nvidia and all the other AI stocks, and this is kind of similar. And Microsoft, which is down 6% after trade, is only down about 1 and a bit%. I think it will recover soon. So it was a momentous day today. Just the sheer size and energy of this, of the move now, I think we can celebrate.
And I'm looking at that move. I mean, it was about 2% on the top 40 side of it, but the top 40 is closing, or has closed out the month, rather 3% in the green. So almost two-thirds of that entire move coming from today alone.
Yeah.
And that's signaling to the markets that we are starting August on this footing. And I mean, I'm looking at the top 40, and the nearest level from 75,000 points here is 80,000 points, obviously, but we're already at all-time highs.
Yes, we are. Today was an all-time high. I think the only thing that held us back was the Rand, because the Rand strengthened. The Rand strengthened. So stocks like Richemont and AB InBev, I think, were held back. British American Tobacco, not because they were down in their home county, in a country, but rather than, the Rand just kind of weighed on them. Admittedly, they've had a fairly decent run. The one worry about luxury is that still the China issue. But I mean, overall, really good gains across the board. And now the Rand's 18.18. So we came from 18.40 yesterday, and if this continues, I'm sure we will break, together with the rest of the world, we will break through 18 as the dollar gets weaker. You must look at some of the bond yields in America. The 10-year is heading back to below 4 or thereabouts. It was 4.60 not too long ago. So you've got your 10-year at 4.11. And I promise you, I think if you go back, I can't tell you how far, but it was 4.50, 4.60. So in bond terms, that's a big, big move downward, which is suggesting that rates are coming down.
Uncle David, what do we do about China? I saw something that suggests that that the wealthy in China, some of them are selling off their properties to repay some debts, because the property market's not doing so well there. And they're selling at discounts, which means they're taking losses on some of those properties. But it's in an effort to get out of it. So the Chinese consumer is clearly not in a good space.
No. And Jimmy, you'll see it in all the results that are coming out. If you look at L'Oreal, if you look at the luxury brands, LVMH, Kering, Hermes, all of those are reflecting that. And it is an issue. Look, admittedly, we will rebase, from these kind of levels. But there's a concern that you know, the economy is certainly not meeting the expectations that they have set. And you've touched it. You know, this is still the property sector. And it's causing massive concerns, but Xi doesn't want to do anything about it. You know, he's just going to suffer through it. So it's a worry, and the more it becomes a worry, the more we're kind of pulled back on it. But we need it. You know, when I say we need it, you need that global balance. China is the second biggest economy. If you want global growth, you know, if you want the world economy to grow, we need China to make its contribution. So pressure on the Chinese.
Pressure on the Chinese for sure, especially when they contribute just shy of 5% in terms of GDP. Thank you so much, Uncle David, for the time and for the insights. As always, I think we'll leave it at that, and we'll see how the markets respond to these developments as we start off August. That was David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth on the month that was July and what it means for the rest of the year.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.